Hi everyone, happy Monday. Today we're going to be reading John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." All right, so when I was studying this passage, the very first thing that I asked myself is, why does John make note of the Feast of Dedication? What is the Feast of Dedication? Verses 22 to 23 say, "At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon." So John spends two verses, two sentences, to set the tone of what is to come. And so what is the Feast of Dedication? Well, it's very interesting. Are you ready for some history? Okay, so the Feast of Dedication, which Jews now celebrate as Hanukkah, was also called the Feast of Maccabees. There was an empire called the Seleucid Empire. They had ruled over Syria and a great part of Western Asia, and there was a king in the Seleucid Empire that profaned the Jewish temple and forced the Jews to abandon their sacrifices and adopt pagan rituals. So a group of Jewish freedom fighters called the Maccabees rose up. They defied the oppressive pagan regime and overthrew the Seleucids. And so the Feast of Dedication celebrates the rededication of the Jewish Second Temple following the Maccabean revolt. And so that is what the Feast of Dedication is. But how does this feast relate to the rest of the passage? Why is the feast relevant to the conversation between Jesus and the Jews in John chapter 10? Well, one scholar, N.T. Wright, says that the revolt, while successful in some of its aims, left the nation anticipating a Messiah who would overthrow at last the Roman rule and establish Israel again as an independent kingdom. And so they were still waiting for this Messiah, for the Christ. And so it makes sense that this was an appropriate setting for the question of the Jews in verse 24. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, if you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. What's not that surprising is that Jesus doesn't answer plainly. He doesn't answer them directly. Instead, he refers back to his Good Shepherd discourse and how faith is integral to being a part of his flock. In our previous passage, we read this last Friday, Jesus declared that he is the Good Shepherd and that he knows his sheep. John chapter 10, verses 14 to 15 says, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." So we see this mutual intimacy and relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Sheep know the voice of their shepherd. If they're not your sheep, if they won't know your voice, they won't follow you. They won't believe you, even if you say that you are. Do you know the voice of your shepherd? Do you know the voice of Jesus? Do you believe that he is the Christ? Do you believe that he is your Lord and Savior, the Messiah? Jesus says that we believe in Jesus and we can hear his voice if we are his sheep. But how do we know if we are his sheep? We know that we are his sheep if we have faith in Jesus. And I want to make one thing clear in this passage. In verse 26, when Jesus says to some unbelieving Jews that they do not believe because they are not his sheep, he is not at all saying that they will not believe or cannot believe at all. He's also not saying that everyone who ever believes in him was one of his sheep before they believed. No, Jesus is saying that these specific Jews who are having trouble with his claims are having this trouble because they were not previously one of God's sheep. They don't recognize Jesus for who he is because they never understood who God really was. Even though these Jews and these Pharisees had, you know, they say that they've studied the law and they've lived by the law, they never truly followed God or learned to listen to his voice. If they had, they would have been one of God's sheep, and God would have given them to Jesus, and they would have recognized his voice when he came to them. But since they did not recognize him or understand his voice, this means that they were not his sheep, and therefore were not previously God's sheep either. Again, Jesus is not shutting the door in their face and saying there was no hope for them. He was telling them these things in the hopes that they would examine their hearts and minds and consider the idea that maybe, just maybe, Jesus truly was who he said he was, and that he was revealing God to them in the way God truly is. If they believed in him, then they would immediately become one of his sheep, and he would give them eternal life and would protect them. No one, nothing can snatch them out of his hand. He will protect them and provide for them just as he does with all his sheep. And I believe that Jesus is calling us to faith in this passage. He's saying, believe me, believe that I am the Christ. Join my flock and come into my kingdom. The Feast of Dedication celebrated the Second Temple being set apart and dedicated for God's purposes. That was a place where God was to be glorified and lifted high. But Jesus was the fulfillment of the Feast of Dedication. In John chapter 2, verse 19, Jesus tells the Jews in the temple, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Little did they know at the time that Jesus was talking about himself. Jesus was the fulfillment of the temple, consecrated by God, set apart for God's purposes, so that his Father in heaven would be glorified and that the Father would glorify him. And so we celebrate a new kind of feast, a feast where we no longer wait for a Messiah, a feast where we no longer celebrate a physical temple, but we celebrate a living King. The Messiah has already come, and he is alive. On the third day, that temple was raised back to life, and we can now worship a living God. We can have a relationship with Jesus. And so believe in Jesus if you are a sheep, and sheep know the voice of their shepherd. Hear the voice of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, and let us live for the good shepherd. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word today. And God, we thank you for Jesus, the fulfillment of the role of the temple. God, he was raised up on the third day. And Lord, we can now fully be able to celebrate this feast. God, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to trust you, to believe in you. Lord, Father, we believe in your Son's name, Jesus. And so God, give us ears to hear the voice of our shepherd. Help us to follow you and help us to worship you, God. God, we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.